Thinking about a time that you felt goodness in your existence. Or in the words of one of my teachers, a good existence in yourself. And letting yourself remember that really fully and vividly so that you can feel it in all your cells. At first, remembering with details of sight and sound and color, brightness, smell, taste, touch. With whom? Where in your body were you also? Not just where was your body. And as you feel into that remembering, letting the memory also realign the body. Letting the body respond to the memory. And then noticing what's happening, if there's a grounding, or if there's an uplifting, an opening, a feeling of embrace, or floating, or flowing, or not having a body, having a big body, being everybody. If there was warmth or coolness, if there was stillness or flow or movement, vibration or swirling or anything like that. Not to make it more complicated, but to feel finely the simple experience. If we can't find a good experience or an experience of goodness, then just choosing a moment that you felt good enough. You felt a smile in the heart, or you felt relaxed, or a little bit softer than usual. And then getting that into your bones. Letting the bones respond. And then sensitively investigating, refining our sensing of what's actually happening. And part of the practice of this technique of meditation during this 45 minutes will be to keep that experience very vivid, that felt experience, what is sometimes called the texture of the experience. to keep letting ourselves feel it. Using the memory to help the feeling be more vivid whenever we need to make it more vivid so that we can feel it. And then having permission to feel that, what happens? Is it easy or hard to let ourselves bathe in that, or let that be like the sun warming the body? And feeling within the body and being where we more easily say yes to feeling that. And where there's less agreement about opening the doors to feel that. That silkiness, buoyancy, brightness. Or whatever it is that you feel. And knowing that by pressure and pressuring, it's not going to work. So relaxing back and just doing our best to connect to a memory, the texture of the experience of that, to refine our sensing, our ability to feel finely what happened, what's happening. And then having permission to let that go everywhere in the body and being. But not forcing it to go everywhere. If you know you have a hard time visualizing, then emphasizing more the feeling, or maybe using a word to help connect. But not just giving up, finding your way to quietly try the experiment. If you love visualizing, then also staying simple and clear. Know that you will have permission to continue visualizing and doing this exercise for the rest of your life if you want. So there's no need to race ahead here. If you have done this exercise many, many times, then you could think of blending more than one texture, but otherwise really just one texture from one experience for now. And then resting back as if tuning into the space that allows that feeling, that experience, and allows us to be able to feel and experience. As if we're tuning into the space that also allows our body to be here and allows us to know body, to experience body. As if we could tune into the space that allows this whole room to be here and allows everything here to be in its aliveness and goodness and itselfness as it is-ness. Resting back and back further, tuning in as if into a space that has no limits. Just as the mind can go everywhere, a space that's big enough to include our entire mind and everything we could think about, that's a big space. No matter what thought, no matter what feeling, that much space. Just like the earth was already here before we were born, allows so many plants to grow up out of it and then fall back down into it. That much already here. As spacious as the night sky. As already here as the earth for all of its plants and creatures. All these bodies. And if we could play with kind of leaning back into that sense of space that allows, sense of space that's already here. And at the same time, again, touch into our texture of the goodness of our existence. The feeling of a good experience. Just playing with, if it happens to be possible just now, to feel space that allows the body to be here and the body, space that allows all of the range of mind and this specific felt experience, the specific texture of the goodness. Resting back into the night sky, or into the earth, into the space, spaciousness. Feeling the texture of the goodness in life, just the simple goodness in our own experience. Just playing with, on the in-breath, connecting to the texture, making sure it's quite alive for you, that you can feel it as something real. And with the out-breath, feeling or imagining that you fill and overflow with that texture through your skin in all directions. As if it would be a kind of movement of wind among the stars. Or a movement of the river upon the earth, filling and then overflowing. Just that specific texture, that experience, and just filling and overflowing for no reason through the pores of the skin in all directions, just like a river would come and fill up a hollow and overflow past the rocks and earth whenever it got full. In that one hollow. And it's a lot to practice and juggle and connect to. So taking our time and not being impatient to get it right can take days or weeks or months to get into the flow with this. But sometimes we could also feel the goodness of the texture and the goodness of letting it flow and overflow. Goodness of letting that silkiness or lightness or groundedness or embrace, stillness, flow, whatever, of letting it have its nature of sharing itself. For no reason. Of moving beyond limits for no reason. As it passes through our skin. And then just resting back again as if as the earth or the sky. Always already here before something happens, and during the happening and after the happening. Enough room for it all. If we have noticed some hesitation or fear or charge in giving ourselves the taste of that experience fully, sometimes there can be a hesitation or afraid to go into that which is so good or so simply good and given. Because in our experience, we don't always stay there. And then it's hard to live without it. So if we could borrow some of that constancy and acceptance of the earth already here, before, during, and after. That accepts that sometimes we taste, sometimes we do not taste the feeling of good existence within ourselves. And still it's good, and still it moves us, and still something in us wants to live that. So kind of a forgiveness for ourselves. For so many times abandoning that, fearing that. Its simplicity, its ordinariness, its goodness, its generosity, its ungraspability. And if we could forgive that goodness for being ungraspable, untamable, ours but not ours, our calling, where we belong but not our belonging, not something we own. Resting back as earth or sky. Already here, already bigger than anything that might occur next, allowing as earth the rivers to slide over our surface, letting the rivers shine, roar, dry up, trickle, destroy, create. Resting back. And tuning now into a recent memory of a moment that you felt minor, not very, very intense, difficulty. Not very, very intense difficulty, but something that you can feel. Maybe something that you recognize as something that happens regularly could be interesting. And again, letting the memory bring about the texture in the cells. And then feeling into the texture. Bumpy, jagged, hot, slow, fast, cold, dense, spaced out, scattered. Tight, stuck, bumpy, speedy. Paralyzed. Unable to stop, split, or maybe all of that. Just acknowledging that it's not so easy to agree to feel the difficult. And just wondering if maybe our resistance to feel it is part of what makes it difficult. And we could then include the resistance to feeling as part of the experience, as part of the feeling. So if we're interested, we could kind of feel what is the resistance to the feeling and what's the actual feeling of that sadness or embarrassment or loneliness or anger, fear, nervousness or whatever. Disconnection. Noticing where it puts us in our body as we remember where the body was when a moment happened with a charge to it. But again, definitely not going into what is your most intense difficulty just now. Practicing with something that is less complicated first. And just for a few more moments, letting yourself feel that maybe heaviness, maybe darkness, maybe some combination of forces of stuckness and speed or dissociation, separation. And then again, feeling if we could rest back as earth or sky. And while feeling that spaciousness already here, enough room for everything. the same time clearly feel, intimately feel, the texture of this difficulty. Its heat and heaviness, for example. Sharpness, etc. And as we try to do this, noticing how the resistance to feeling it, the resistance to the fact that it ever happened, can get in the way. And so it could help to remember that maybe we're not the only people in the world who ever felt that. That hatred, panic, insecurity, out of controlness, chaos. Maybe as personal as that feeling feels, maybe there's a way that we all in this room know that feeling, we've all felt it, and maybe not only us in this room. Maybe that very personal feeling is some kind of, on one level, impersonal experience, a human experience. Resting back as earth or sky. Can we make an experiment for fun and for the benefit of ourselves and all beings? What if we actually receive really into ourselves, resting back into the earth and the sky, the texture of the difficult on the in-breath? So we breathe in and let that dark and heavy and hot and sharp and explosive feeling, texture, be welcome here. Just for no reason, not so that we could fix it or understand it or get rid of it. Not even so that we could transcend it, but just what happens if we welcome it here. If you find that the negativity just completely takes over, then just drop the exercise and go back to earth or sky or the feeling of good existence in yourself. Or, if it's possible, as an experiment, feeling the spaciousness, enough room for everything, and the specific feeling into the difficult texture of your own experience, which is a human experience, which maybe hundreds of thousands of people right now might be feeling, might be sharing, might be feeling alone with on the planet. If we let the in-breath be a welcoming, just to feel it as it is, and as a further experiment on the out-breath, connecting again to the texture of that good feeling of existence, the feeling of good existence within ourselves. And on the out-breath, filling and overflowing with that. again, really for no other reason than as an experiment to do something different from what we've been trained to do. So we're breathing that difficult texture in, not because it's mine, but because we usually try to keep away from it, and it doesn't seem to work. It doesn't seem to help anyone, including ourselves. We're breathing in this texture of human experience that we thought was private, personal, and shameful. And finally, it has nothing to fight against. Nowhere to try to barge in, break in. Here it is. So what? What if we're not interested in fixing it, solving it, healing it, removing it, hiding it, fighting it? So on the in-breath, the difficult texture comes in as we lean back into earth or sky. Breathing out, filling and overflowing with that bright silkiness, that simple buoyancy. Floating flow. Also, maybe for no other reason than that usually when we get a sip of that, we try to hold on to it. And that also hasn't ever really helped anyone, including ourselves. Breathing in the dark, hot, heavy. Rage or shame or whatever. Not because it's who we really are, but because somewhere, somehow, it belongs to life. And breathing out, filling and overflowing in all directions to all of us who long for just that texture of that feeling good in our existence. Feeling good for no reason. That private love. What happens when we open it out with the out-breath? Let it have its nature of filling and spreading out. Do we get more or less? And we could, in the last few minutes, just sort of wash the doors open, the windows open, so that on the in-breath, we're not just breathing in our own dark, heavy, hot difficulty, but that one that we've all shared from all of us, allowed, welcomed in on the in-breath. Why not? And breathing out, the doors and windows wide open still. That feeling of good existence within ourselves, the way we have specifically felt it, rising up and spreading out, offered freely to everyone. For no reason. May all beings know this feeling of good existence within ourselves and the spaciousness that gives birth to that.